Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. Double Jeopardy. If you were alive in the 90s, you remember this movie. With a little legal loophole as a plot device and a winning of the era cast, this one was on just about every Blockbuster shelf. It follows a woman and mother, framed for her husband's murder, who goes after him following her prison stint to do the deed for real. Due to a legal rule, she can't be re-prosecuted for a crime she was already tried for, so if she kills him for real, she won't go to jail. She skips out on her parole officer and goes after her husband, as her PO gives chase. In Oscar nominee Bruce Beresford's Capable Hands, a film that could end up schlocky and cheesy has a bit of verve, and I was all for it. Ashley Judd and Tommy Lee Jones add some gravitas to the proceedings, as does Bruce Greenwood. It's an interesting little crime thriller that won't be remembered as a classic, but it sure is a lot of fun on a cold Sunday. 3.5 stars. Driven. There is one reason, and one alone, that's worth the initial time investment for Driven. Jason Sudeikis is, bar none, one of the most hilarious, charismatic comedy actors of this generation, and he makes it look effortless. But it helps that this comedy thriller about the real-life John DeLorean plot, rife with business scandal and drugs, is so hugely entertaining. I won't get into too many details, because the less you know, the better the viewing. But Sudeikis plays Jim, a family man with kids and wife Ellen, Judy Greer, who becomes an FBI informant to avoid jail time when he's caught drug smuggling. What starts as a small-time drug sting ends with famed carmaker John DeLorean in the FBI sights. Sudeikis, Lee Pace, Greer, Michael Cudlitz and Corey Stoll are all fantastic, helping this difficult genre blend succeed. The fact it's based on a true story is wild, and it's one of the most surprising films I've caught up on in years. 4/5 stars. A Million Little Pieces. I avoided this film for 3 years because I had an intensely negative opinion of James Frey, on who this film is based. He wrote a book, with the same title, when I was a young man, and it chronicled his struggles with addiction and his time in a rehab facility to get better. But his memoir was revealed to be largely exaggerated, and he was eviscerated in the media for lying and embellishing such events. Oprah Winfrey did an interview with him and tried to get the story behind why he did what he did, but I just never bought it. As a journalist and writer, I disliked that he twisted things. However, it is an incredible story regardless. Frey's story is given a further push by Aaron Taylor Johnson, star and co-screenplay writer, as well as Sam Taylor Johnson, the director. This is a stylish, really well-told portrayal of addiction and strength. Aaron gives an earth-shattering performance and his wife does an incredible job behind the scenes. He's joined by stalwarts Billy Bob Thornton, Odessa Young, Giovanni Ribisi, Dash Mihic, Juliette Lewis and Charlie Hunnam. It's a fabulous cast and a difficult story. But it's well worth a look because it's a fantastic, if tonally difficult, film. 4/5 stars. Code 8. This intense Canadian sci-fi feature is way better than I ever expected it to be. It follows regular people with superpowers, some of whom use them for good and some of whom don't. When a construction worker goes to desperate lengths to save his mother, he falls in with criminals to get money for her. Co-writer and director Jeff Chan creates an existential actioner that manages to feel fresh even without an obvious, twisty script. Brothers Robbie Amell and Stephen Amell star and have fantastic charisma, and they're joined by Carrie Matchett, Sung Kang, Aaron Abrams and Laisla de Oliveira. It's a hugely entertaining tilt that you won't be able to take your eyes off, even if it has been done before. 3.5 stars. Everybody Loves Raymond. One of the funniest sitcoms of the 90s and 2000s, Everybody Loves Raymond was landmark television. My parents and I used to roar in front of the television watching this show, and it's endured over the years. It follows sports columnist and sarcastic, awkward father and husband Ray Barone as he navigates life with his wife and his parents, who live right across the street from him. Ray Romano was made famous by this show, which won 15 Emmys and ran for 9 years. Romano, Patricia Heaton, the late Peter Boyle and Doris Roberts along with Brad Garrett are all pitch perfect. This one is absolutely hilarious, and I look forward to rewatching it in its entirety now that it's hit streaming. 5/5 stars. Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.